From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Investigators from the Anti-Corruption Commission, with the assistance of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, have arrested two people in relation to an ongoing investigation. The ACC reports on Wednesday a 42-year-old man who is a public officer and a 41-year-old woman, both from the Newlands area, were picked up on suspicion of fraud on the government, breach of trust, and conflict of interest. Both were released on bail pending further inquiries. It is a satisfactory rating for West End Primary in Cayman Brac. Director of the OES, Peter Carpenter, tells Radio Cayman that West End Primary School had no significant weaknesses during the January inspection, and several areas were judged as satisfactory, including student progress in English, math and science, the quality of teaching and assessment.
And there were a number of quality indicators that were judged to be good. These included students' behaviour and their civic and environmental understanding, the support and guidance arrangements for the students, and the links with parents and the community.
Recommendations from inspectors included improving arrangements for monitoring and support to raise student achievement in math, science and social studies, and strengthening the roles of senior and middle leaders. Log on to Radio Cayman's Facebook page for a link to the full report. In other local news, the annual storyboard competition is now open and organizers are looking forward to seeing the creativity of Cayman's younger readers on display. The competition gives students the opportunity to share their favorite books through a storyboard display, acting director of the Public Library Service, Paul Robinson.
I really want to encourage members of the public to come and see these fantastic storyboard displays. They will not be disappointed, and perhaps they may even discover some literacy classics to be inspired to read themselves that are being promoted by our students.
All storyboards must be registered and delivered to the Georgetown Public Library by 2 p.m. on Monday. The exhibition, judging and prize-giving ceremony will take place at Georgetown Public Library on February 23rd at 10 a.m. For more information about the 7th Annual Storyboard Competition, call 244-6108.
More painful than yours.
Rehearsals start next week for Cayman Drama Society's next big musical.
We are very excited to announce that we have cast Into the Woods that will be happening at the Cayman Drama Society in September.
Co-director Terry Kwape tells Radio Cayman the directors are thrilled with the turnout at this past weekend's auditions. The theater goers will be treated to performances by both new and seasoned actors. For more information, head to cds.ky. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me, from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with David Austin. A vehicle packed with explosives has rammed into a security forces convoy in Indian-administered Kashmir, killing at least 40 paramilitary police. It's one of the deadliest such attacks in the region in decades. The Pakistan-based militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed said it was behind the bombing. The US Vice President Mike Pence has strongly criticized European states for what he called attempts to break America's sanctions on Iran. He condemned EU moves to protect its trade with the Iranians, saying they created division between the US and Europe. President Putin of Russia says the presence of what he called terrorists in the Syrian province of Idlib should not be tolerated. He was speaking in the Russian resort of Sochi, where he hosted the leaders of Turkey and Iran. Final campaign rallies are taking place in Nigeria ahead of Saturday's elections. Vast crowds have turned out to cheer on President Muhammadu Buhari in his home state of Katsina in the north. There are similar scenes in Adamawa State, the home of his main rival, Atiku Abubakar. The European Union has drafted new rules on using copyrighted material on the internet, despite intense lobbying by Google and others. If the rules are approved, websites would have to buy licenses to use the work of musicians, performers, publishers, and journalists. Facebook says it's removed more than 200 accounts targeting people in Moldova ahead of elections later this month. It says that the accounts contained posts about controversial political subjects and included manipulated photographs. BBC News.